Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use. On this week's show, it's all about the kiddos, from birth till they leave the nest. We'll run down good hand hygiene habits, and for the newborns, what to do if feeding is not going well. Plus, September is an awareness month for childhood obesity and prostate cancer. We'll tell you what you need to know about each, including why saying, oh, they'll lose that weight eventually, is not a good idea. Well, back to school brings a reminder for parents. Be vigilant about your kids' hand hygiene to avoid catching and spreading illnesses. Emily Isom is a certified medical assistant in pediatrics at OSF in Danville. She says fingernails should be trimmed weekly and toenails once or twice a month. In between trimmings, watch for dirt or other filthy matter under the nail. Use the scraper on your clippers to get that out, not your mouth. Putting your hands in your mouth and on your face can spread illnesses, cause pimples, and even chip teeth. For hand washing,
you actually need to get in between the fingers, underneath the nails, back of the hands, rub your knuckles together, and get your wrist.
And if you have a cut on your hand, do not get soap in it. Also, try not to touch dirty surfaces like the bathroom doorknob on your way out. Use a paper towel to touch the knob instead. And resist the urge to dry those hands halfway, then leave. Isom says bacteria thrive in wet areas. So how do you get your kids on board with all this?
When it comes to hand washing with kids, sing ABCs for 20 seconds with them or have them sing to you. Another thing that kids really like is make a chart, a nail chart, okay? Every time they wash your hands, you have them put a sticker on the chart that they like, and they're going to fall in love with it, and they're going to want to wash your hands over and over and over again.
You can visit the OSF Newsroom for a video of good hand washing technique. Go to newsroom.osfhealthcare.org, newsroom.osfhealthcare.org, and do a search for hand washing. Well, what about those young ones who aren't even in school yet? Whether you choose formula or breast milk to feed your infant, those first few weeks might be rough. The baby might latch on to the breast but not suck or not want to latch at all. Zandra Anderson is a certified lactation consultant at the OSF Birthing Center in Danville. Under the guidance of an expert, she says moms can try feeding by cup, dropper, or spoon.
We can express that milk for mom. A lot of times we use hand expression, which is a very gentle way to do that, right into a spoon. We can use a little plastic spoon. And what you do is you just kind of hold it up to baby's mouth and they will stick their tongue out. They kind of lap it up like a little puppy. We're not dumping it in their mouth. We're not putting it in their mouth and expecting them to swallow it. They need it in very small amounts to learn how to breathe while they're eating.
Another option is a supplemental nursing system. The baby still latches to the breast, but they have a small tube in their mouth. That tube is connected to milk in a syringe at the mom's shoulder. OSF in Danville, we remind you, continues to deliver babies and offer new parent classes. If you want more information, call the hospital, 217-443-5000, 217-443-5000. Watchful waiting. Have you heard that phrase? In the context of childhood obesity, it means don't just wait and hope the pudgy little guy gets the weight off. Instead, the latest guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics say parents and their kids' doctors should look at a mix of treatments. That could be good old-fashioned diet and exercise. Or for kids 12 and up, weight loss medication is an option. For 13 and up, AAP says in cases of severe obesity, weight loss surgery should be considered. Having the child talk to a mental health provider can also help, says Carly Zimmer, a registered dietitian nutritionist at OSF.
A lot of times our eating habits are stemmed from, you know, maybe events in our past or trauma or just emotional eating, things like that. And a mental health professional can really help delve in and dive into those topics and really help establish a healthy relationship with food.
Whatever route parents take, make it sustainable. Zimmer says it can take up to 20 meals for a kiddo to like a new food. Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Joe Torre, and Joe Biden, all among the public figures who have shared a prostate cancer diagnosis. It's a reminder that the best defense is screening. OSF urologist Dr. Uwais Zaid says the risk for prostate cancer increases with age. Black men are also at a higher risk, and too much red meat and greasy fatty food are also red flags. Dr. Zaid says you should talk to your primary care provider about when to start screening, but typically that starts at age 54. One screening is a blood test. The other is a rectal exam, but don't be afraid of that one.
Well, it doesn't require any special horrible bowel prep or anything like that, and it's all but like a 20-second thing we do here in the clinic that can save your life.
Treatment for prostate cancer includes radiation, hormone therapy, or surgery to remove the gland. If you want to learn more about OSF cancer care here in Danville, you can call the Hegler Cancer Center, 217-431-4290, 217-431-4290. That's healthcare news you can use for this week. The podcast of these programs is at WYTYradio.com. And for more on OSF healthcare, visit osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.